In Britain, the former frontrunner in the contest for the leadership of the Conservative Party and the Prime Ministership has fallen out of first place. Boris Johnson's opinion poll ratings have plummeted as he's refused to answer questions about revelations that police were called to his home over an altercation with his partner on the weekend. But one political insider says Boris Johnson will still beat his rival, Jeremy Hunt, with those who count. Professor Mark Steers is a former speechwriter for the UK Labour Party and is now the director of Sydney University's Policy Lab. When he joined me from Boston, I asked him whether this weekend's revelations have derailed Boris Johnson's bid for the prime ministership.
Well, it's certainly an astonishing story and absolutely captured the headlines in the UK. The question is whether it makes any difference to the very small number of people who get to vote in the Conservative Party leadership election. And my sense is that although the rest of the country is pretty astounded at what's going on, those voters will probably stay loyal to Boris Johnson.
Surely his popularity within the country, though, is a consideration for party members.
You kind of think so. But I think Brexit trumps all. I think that's the real strange sort of fact at the heart of British politics at the moment is that Brexit is such a divisive issue. And if you are very, very strongly in favour of it and you want Britain to be out of the European Union, preferably before October the 31st this year, Boris looks like he's your man.
On Brexit, both Boris Johnson and Jeremy Hunt say that they want Britain to be out of the EU by the October 31 deadline. What are the key differences between them?
I think the key differences really are sort of their past. I mean, there's a very strong sense in the party that Boris has put his own reputation and career on the line for Brexit in a way that Jeremy Hunt hasn't. Jeremy Hunt, people think, is a sort of Johnny-come-lately, as they'd say in England, to this issue. He's not sort of led the charge either during the original referendum campaign or in cabinet discussions in the last couple of years in the way that Boris has. And people think that means if negotiations get tough, that Boris's instincts will be to leave and Jeremy Hunt's instincts will be to find some compromise.
Well, of course, Jeremy Hunt was for Remain. Both are now saying, though, that they will go with a no-deal exit by October 31st. Jeremy Hunt is saying he doesn't want to provoke an election, though. Can he avoid it?
The truth is that neither Boris nor Jeremy Hunt could actually get a no-deal through this Parliament. I mean, the Parliament will do everything it possibly can to prevent the UK from leaving the European Union without a deal on October 31st. It's not even clear whether it's legally possible for Britain actually to collapse out of the EU on October 31st because so much of the preparatory work hasn't been done.
What is the likelihood of the EU renegotiating a Brexit deal before the 31st of October?
I mean, almost zero. I mean, the European Union have been absolutely clear that they've done their negotiations, they've reached the deal with Theresa May, there's nothing more to say. They would be willing to reopen negotiation if there was some significant change, but the kinds of things that both Hunt and Johnson are looking for just don't appeal to the European Union at all. So, they're going to be quite clear there isn't going to be another round of negotiations for either of these two people if they become Prime Minister.
So how likely do you think it is then that there will be a general election in the UK before the end of the year?
The difficulty with that is that almost nobody wants one. So the Labour Party doesn't want one because it's internally divided over the EU. The Conservative Party doesn't want one because at the moment it's polling well behind Nigel Farage's Brexit Party. The people who'd have to vote to bring a general election about, who are the MPs who are currently in Parliament, are all very anxious about their own careers. So I think the most likely outcome is that there will be some kind of last-minute deal done with the European Union to extend this process. And during that period, we see the potential of a second referendum, or at that point, perhaps we do have to come down to a general election and the MPs have to put up with it.
Would a new election finally make it possible for the Brexit impasse to be broken?
I very much doubt it. You'd have a parliament which is, not just as divided, but more divided than the current one. So the chances of getting any kind of agreement through a parliament like that are almost zero. If there were a second referendum, my hunch is that Britain would vote to stay within the European Union, probably not by a lot. That might, at least on an international stage, put this issue to rest.
Professor Steers, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
And that's Professor Mark Steers from Sydney University's Policy Lab.